You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Interesting subject in Parashat Vayishlach that Yaakov Nadav Shalom had to wrestle. So the story was, What happened that all of a sudden he had to wrestle? What happened?
He forgot some vase somewhere and he went to go get it and the Malach attacked him.
Ah, beautiful, very nice. So here it says, Vayivater Yaakov Levado. So Gemara Chulin, Masechet Chulin brings Levado, the bet and the chaf, you can exchange it. So Levado means on his own, Lechado, cat means jug. So he went back to pick up some jugs, small jugs. I'm sorry?
Oil.
Yeah, there's a difference of opinion. Was it oil? Was it the jugs for the baby bottle? So there's a difference of opinion. So now here, obviously, the question is, what's the question?
Why he went there
now? Why did he went and?
Why he had to go back for the jug?
Why did he go back for the jug? So now, obviously, if Yaakov Avinu Shalom went back for the jugs, so that means he had to go back. So one thing we learn from here, so the tzaddikim, the righteous people, their money, it's like your tefillin. Why? Because the same way that his tefillin is kadosh, because they earned their money through honesty, so it's as pure and holy as mezuzah and tefillin. It's not like, you know, people that have other ways to make money. So the tzaddik, his money is a holy, you know, object. It's not that, you know, you charge extra or things like that and the check comes. And you shouldn't. Well, it's more than that. Yeah, it's more than that. So now here we see when Yaakov Nadav Shalom transferred his family to one side to the other side, was he attacked? Did he wrestle?
No,
he
went when he was with them, no. When he was alone, was attacked.
Fine, but the point of matter here is, how come at the time that he was transferring his family from one side to the other side, this angel that we'll see, we'll find out who the angel was that a shame? He didn't attack him. But when he went back,
he was helping him to move over.
The angel?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. We get to the angel later. So now, but when he went back for the jug, all of a sudden the angel attacked him.
Because it became dark completely. That's what.
Became dark,
yeah.
But it wasn't dark before.
No.
And so the angels, they attack you at dark. And when it's light, they don't have energy.
Yeah.
But here it says Balaila, anyway. It says in the Torah that he did it Laila, at night. He transferred the family at night. So, what's the difference between at the time that he was transferring his family?
He was doing his work, transferring the family so he couldn't attack him.
To pick up the jug was not the mitzvah. I thought you said it was the oil.
Yes.
Well, you keep changing your mind constantly.
He was alone.
So what does that mean that he was alone? Did he do a good thing or not a good thing? Yeah.
The truth was not really important that he goes take the jar for this and he was alone, he was attacked.
He shouldn't do it.
Wasn't his choice?
No?
No. They attacked him.
No, the problem is, if he would not go after the jug, would he be attacked?
No. But he didn't know that.
Understand? No, we're just trying to analyze it. Would he be attacked?
No.
He would not be attacked. So he shouldn't go after the jug. So what should he have done? He was a family, you know, they could learn some mamloes, you know, some mishnayot, some halachot, you know.
He left the jug, he went back.
Understand? But here, if he was attacked, so is it a warning? It's an alarm for us? Is it?
Must be.
So that means he didn't do the right thing.
Maybe it is a message to us not to go to a dark place alone.
Ah, very nice. So now, the question, Harav Aridat Yitzhar, Zatzal, brings a very interesting point. So now, with that Hashem Yitzhak, you know, after Shacharit, you go to work. So when you're done with work, what do?
You go home. No, first we are coming to the Knesset.
You come, but
you go to the Knesset, you try to learn.
But is that a shame? There's no traffic, there's no patient, and there's no client. Is that a shame? So, but what's the plan after work? What do?
Enjoy your evening with your home.
You go home. You go home, and what do? When you go home?
Enjoy
the family, or fight with the family, argue with family. Depends, you know, what mood you are, or what happened at work. Yeah, whatever day you had. So Aghadan Yitzhak explained a very interesting thing. He says that, obviously, what Yaakov Avinu Shalom did, it shows us, even though that he had such a care and importance for these little jugs, either it was a baby bottle because his belonging was very holy to him, or it was a jug of oil. But still, we see from Shomayim, they sent a malach after him. So that means that the task of the day for us, it varies that how we like to conclude it. You know, you get on the work, you know, you feel like to go to the restaurant. Many do, they go eat, you know, in a restaurant. Or you're tired, you know, you go to sleep, or you go watch a movie. Or what else do you do?
Study.
Was that the shame? So, but here we see the very delicate point. And that is, Yaakov Avinu Shalom, he went in a different direction that it separated him from the family. What does that mean? That he had to do something when he moved them, not to the other side, to be able to elevate them, create an improvement. Like, for example, and let's say you're told that the world record weight lift. So, you know, they tell you their name, right? This is his name. So now, what do you imagine that he would look like?
Big muscles,
right. Or they tell you, he's the greatest chef. Greatest chef you can ever imagine. So now, what do you imagine of him?
You don't imagine him, you imagine the food being delicious.
No, I know, but like, if somebody tells you that, you know, this person is the greatest chef, what kind of imagination you have of him, that when you meet with him?
Nothing else on him. One knife in his hand and
his cutting. He's overweight. If he's skinny, he's not a good chef. How could it be? Good chef, skinny, you know, it's impossible. Oh, this lift waiter. You know, if you see him in skinny, you know, or somebody tells you, you know, this is the greatest doctor you can ever see. Greatest doctor. He even has Ruach HaKodesh. Even don't need to tell them, you know, well, what your problem is. So what do you imagine, you know, when you see him?
He's himself, he's
a doctor. But if you see him, he's a smoking cigarette. What kind of doctor is this? Huh? So here, actually, this story is a very, very beautiful lesson for us that during the day, you go out and you make a lot of effort. Why? You run, you advertise, you try to do as much as possible. For what? For what?
Make money.
For what? What are you making money for?
To live comfortable,
to support your family. You have to support your family. But the point of matter here is that if you're not doing the base requirement, the basic requirement that to create the support for your family, so you're as good as the skinny chef and the doctor that you smoke. What does it mean? That means you give him, you provide for them, you support them, but the main thing that they need, you don't give them. And what do they need?
Love.
They need love. What else do they need?
Attention.
They need attention. What else? That's what they need. When do they go out there, how are you going to make him secure? How? But you have to teach them what is emet and what is sheker. But if they don't know what is emet and what is sheker, so then all you have done is exactly just like the skinny chef. You work so hard, you provide for them, and you keep going back and forth, and you're fighting for numbers. Millions, 2 million, 50,000, this, all you're thinking about, you know, all these numbers. But the main thing you have not done for your family. And that's what exactly Harav Agadai Yitzchak is teaching us. He went after the jogs, and what happened? He was hurt. Where was he hurt? How did he hurt him? Gidan Hashem. Why didn't he hit him in the eyes, in his ears? In his lips.
Because he used his legs to go there.
Hazak Baro. Zakat says that this Malach heard them for the children later on that he's going to have. Gid Anashe resembles his descendant. So that means when he went after these, without respect, worthless, meaningless, and put his life in danger, instead of being the family and give him the support and give him whatever that is, emet. So now the Malach hurt his descendant for latid lavo, for later on. And that's what exactly we see today. Everybody is busy. What are they busy with? Numbers, money, figures. How you gonna? Where are the kids? Where are the kids? Where are the kids? Where are the kids? As the Navi warned us, the Navi says the time is going to come that it's called. It's going to be Dor Yatom. What the Navi is telling us, the Navi is telling us it's going to be a timing that is going to be the orphan timing. Yatom. But Nachas v'Shalom, they don't have parents. They have parents, but they are yatim. They are orphans. Navi was right, 100%. There's no connection with parents, with the kids. The kids, they don't value their parents, they don't care about their parents, they don't listen to their parents, they're not interested in their guidance at all, because they believe they know better than their parents. They have a better career, They are much well off. They speak English much better. They travel 10 times a year. And that's what exactly happened. And that's what the Torah Moshe is warning us. Yeah, you have to make your effort. You have to, you know, make your parnasah. But don't forget, don't chase after little jugs. Don't chase after little jugs. All these things that you're doing, it's nothing but the little jugs. And that's why the malach, the angels, warned Yaakov and Avshalom, where are you going? Where are you going? Forget it. Go to your family. Why are you running after these little jugs? And that's what people do. That's what people do constantly. And then they realize after years and years and years, wow, where's my kid? Where is he? Where is he? He's in a different world. Completely disconnected. Has nothing to do with the guideline of his parents, you know, no respect, no care at all. And that's what the beautiful message that we learn here. Hashem is Akeno, the Bezat Hashem, this Yor Yatom, as is brought, that we'll have a timing that Eliyahu Zacharutov is going to bring us a very, very good news.
Amen.
And what is it? Lashiv lev avot al banim, lev banim al avotam. This is the hardest task of Eliyahu HaNavi Zacharutov. That the first step that he has to take, that he will bring such a closeness between the kids and the parents, and the parents and the kid. Lehashiv lev avot al banim, lev banim al avotam. That's his first step. Bezat Hashem, you make his work easy.
Amen.
Before he comes, with Lehashiv lev avot al banim, banim al avotam. So he would not need to work so hard. Nizkeh Bezat Hashem Yeshuot and Bezalot Tovah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.